Round 5 of the MotoGP World Championship 2002 is underway then, and once again Valentino Rossi getting a good start from pole position, and once again he's hunted down by those red Marlboro Yamahas of Carlos Checa and Max Biaggi. Biaggi, his big rival, and fighting for supremacy in front of this Italian crowd here, but it's Rossi leading the way in the early stages. It's been closely followed by that Spanish rider, Carlos Checa. Just look at the amount of fans banked up there. That was the Max Biaggi fan club. On board with Valentino Rossi then. Behind him, Carlos Checa in second place, and chasing Carlos Checa now is Max Biaggi, and it's Biaggi up around the outside of Carlos Checa. Now, can he hold the advantage into the right-hander at the end of the straight? He can. Max Biaggi is now up to second place, leading the way from Carlos Checa now after two laps. Toru Okawa is up to fourth position as well, so once again we have the two Yamahas and the two Hondas in the top four, but Carlos Checa has got past Max Biaggi. Checa now up to second position once again. On board with Max Biaggi, and his teammate Carlos Checa is not doing him any favours at the moment. Rossi there, sporting the helmet design of his father, Graziano. Of course, Graziano, a famous 500 rider in the 70s. But behind Rossi now is Max Biaggi once again. He's got past his teammate Carlos Checa at the end of that straight. You can see how it just flicks left before banking right there into that long right-hander. Now, this is Sete Gibernau further down the field having an off-track moment. Some impromptu motocross there from Sete Gibernau, but we're on board with Max Biaggi, and the Roman Emperor is making a challenge to the world champion. He just had a look at the outside there of Valentino Rossi, but Rossi had the pace at the end of the straight just to hold on. And through that long right-hander, we can see that Max Biaggi still stuck in second place behind Rossi. Can he do him this time? Down the long straight. This is where he tried it last time, Max Biaggi. He just tried to outpower Rossi down the straight, and it looks as though he's done it this time. They just banked left slightly before dipping into the right-hander, and it looks as though Max Biaggi will hold the advantage. He does. Max Biaggi leads the Italian Grand Prix from his compatriot Valentino Rossi. In third place is Toru Okawa, and now back in fourth is Carlos Checa. Well, we have another crasher. That's Kenny Roberts. Well, dismal day for Suzuki once again. Kenny Roberts, of course, who crashed out of the wet race here at Mugello 1 year ago, is now out of the 2002 race, and also out of the race is Daijiro Kato. That's the second race in succession he's crashed out, but back at the front, Valentino Rossi is back in the lead from Max Biaggi. What a battle this is turning out to be between the two Italians in front of their home crowd and wanting to give it everything today. Valentino Rossi and Max Biaggi are going head-to-head for victory in the Italian Grand Prix, and it's Valentino Rossi leading the way once again. The Doctor leading from the Roman Emperor. And the battle for the final podium spot in third place is between Okawa and Checa. Now, this, the fight for fourth place, also interesting, or rather fifth place, between Alex Barros and Loris Capirossi. Both riders on those two-stroke Hondas. Barros, of course, who won here in the rain last year. And it looks as though Carlos Checa has made his move on Toru Okawa now. He has. Carlos Checa moves up to third place. The Honda pit team look on, as do the Marlboro Yamaha pit team. There's Jeff Crust, the team manager, just watching now as Carlos Checa moves up into third place. A real battle now between the Yamahas and the Hondas. And it looks as though the Hondas might have the advantage down the straight, because Toru Okawa has taken third place back off Carlos Checa with two laps to go. Well, what a tense affair this has been here at Mugello today, but it's worked out in favour of Honda, and it's worked in favour of Valentino Rossi, who wins his home Grand Prix ahead of Max Biaggi in second place. And Toru Okawa wins the other battle between Honda and Yamaha for third place on the podium. Okawa crosses the line in third, just ahead of Toru Okawa. And what's this? A parking ticket for Valentino Rossi. Well, he's known for his celebrations, isn't he, Valentino Rossi? And there'll be plenty of them today here in Italy. Rossi wins the Gran Premio Cinzano d'Italia ahead of his countryman and rival, Max Biaggi.
We have problem with traction, so we start with a more soft tire than the other four strokes. So I know it's not possible push for all the race. And I tried the beginning, but it's impossible. So I wait behind Biaggi, and after I try another time, make two or three big slides, and it's okay. Anyway, it's a good emotion winning here, and it's from 99. And I'm very happy to try to continue like this.